Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Welcome back. As she has become the highlight of this summer stint of After Hours, Candace Jordan is on the phone. I must ask you, I just had your it's getting too much the world of Candace Jordan. I just had your podcast producer on for a half hour, John St. Augustine, talking.
Yes, I heard it. It was wonderful.
He's very complimentary.
Very talented.
Yes, he is. He's very complimentary to you too, dear. I don't suppose you were like part of the Aaron Water show today. Were you parachuting or
No, I was not parachuting, but you know, we did watch it from the rooftop of our building. And you know, that if this thing never gets old, I mean, I don't care, you cannot not get excited seeing those Blue Angels go over. You just cannot, no matter how many times you've seen it.
Well, I can, but yeah, I can. But you're different than I am, Candace. You wrote. We never really plan what you're going to do because you're always so busy. You can do anything. You wrote a wonderful piece for Chicago Star about 10 things. First, you do give a nod to Dupo, your little town on the banks of the near the banks of the Mississippi, and how much you
loved nestled on the banks of the Mississippi.
Yes, nestled near the bank. To quote you accurately, nestled near the banks of the Mississippi River. But you really know and have fallen in love with Chicago. You've been in Chicago for 50 years, and I was
over 50 years. Absolutely love this city. You're so right. I mean, you know, I've said this every time I talk to you about how much there is to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
But in the summer, I mean, there's no better place on earth than Chicago in the summer, in my opinion. I mean, I haven't been everywhere, but I've been a lot of places, and this place just still does it for me.
What are your thoughts, before we get to your list, and I'll try to get to every one of them, what are your thoughts on the on the upcoming Democratic convention, which, you know, those jokers will start coming in the deli. You know, and please, people, do realize that this is a convention that is much like a convention of dentists. Many of the delegates are not all high-minded. The decisions of the convention that used to take place before 1968, and in 68, it's already done. You know who the candidates are. There's going to be no heavy problems there. Are you excited that they're coming here, Candace Jordan?
Well, you know, Rick, it is funny that you should ask me that question, because I went to the first DNC pep rally and kickoff party Friday night.
Where was that?
It was held at 360 Chicago, which is on the 94th floor of the former John Hancock Tower. Mm-hmm. And I planned on covering it for one of my outlets, and I thought, well, let me go see what this is all about. I mean, I don't talk politics, and I don't share things like that on any of my stuff, but I thought, this is a big deal, and this is like, you know, this marks the second consecutive DNC held in a Midwestern city.
Mm-hmm.
The first was in 2020 in Milwaukee.
Right.
So the preparations have been underway since, you know, we got the winning bid in 2023, and people are just, you would not have imagined this pep rally. I mean, everybody came wearing Chicago T-shirts. They had sneakers with the city of Chicago flag emblazoned on it. I mean, the excitement level was just palpable. And Governor Pritzker gave a great speech, you know. And
he was also drinking this new JB beer, wasn't he?
Well, I didn't see him drinking that, but he did lead a toast for the party. So, and it was, you know, there was a couple hundred people there, and it was really exciting. And I think it's going to be good for Chicago. You know, here's what I think is going to be good for Chicago is the fact that they're going to clean up this whole city because of it. So, you know, that alone is reason enough to make it worth our while. And they're planting, you know, more flower planters and containers and sprucing up the expressways and everything else. But I think it's going to be good for the city. And, you know, there's so many events and parties planned around this DNC. I mean, I'm going to come out with a list of it in Crane shortly. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. Common's going to be at that. They've got all these celebrities coming to town. And so I think it's going to be good for the city.
Good. You're a big booster of this city. And I'm sure people, I hope people find, one of the great things about your list here is I guarantee you some of these delegates will find they're not have trouble finding their way to Gibson's outdoor space. But, you know, many of them won't know or won't heard of Tufano's Vernon Park Tap, which has a lovely outdoor little space next to that fountain, don't you think?
Well, the four of us have been there together. together. As
indeed,
you
we have not.
And we had a lovely evening there. And you know, one of the reasons that I think you and I both love this place so much is because it's been family owned since 1930.
Oh yeah.
And the Tofanos are one of the most fabulous families in the city, in my opinion. I mean, they cannot be nicer. They can't be more helpful. They've got their grandkids even working in the restaurant now, which is couldn't be more adorable. And but here's one thing: they're going to be closed during the DNC, so don't try to go there.
Are they? Are they? Why?
Listen to this radio show. Well, they'll be. You know, it's just a choice, and they're going to be at their place in Florida during this, and so maybe they need a deserved time off.
Well, Gibson's is not going to close during the convention, are they?
No, but, you know, there are several restaurants that will be closing during this, and I don't know why. I don't know if they think that they're not going to get business or if they think it's going to, you know, get crazy or...
You know, it's interesting.
Know
you, know, you know, I saw, you know, some of the reports out of Milwaukee that some of the businesses near the convention center did horribly because businesses said, hey, look, stay home this week. That's, that the fact that you bring this up, I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see what businesses say. Don't bother coming in.
Yeah. Right. And I talked about this to somebody else and talking about the restaurants that are going to be closed, and I'm wondering why. And they said, well, because the delegates are going to get so much stuff for free. I mean, they're having so many parties and conventions and this and that, and you know, with all free food, free liquor, and free entertainment and everything else. So, you know, maybe that could be a part of it. They really don't have a need for to spend money. I don't know.
Well, maybe the delegates are all cheapskates anyway, you know.
Well, that was one of the comments that was made to me. I didn't say it. But
okay, let me say it. I'm also glad on your list of on your wonderful list of your favorite things in Chicago is to mention Margie's Candies at the Armitage and Western is really just a wonderful thing to do. It's a great place.
Well,
go ahead.
Isn't it the most charming place you've been? I mean,
yeah.
It's like you've stepped back in time when you walk into this place. And you know they have two locations. They have the one in Bucktown, and they also have one in Ravenswood. But the history behind it, on their website, they say that Chicago mobster Al Capone allegedly went to the sweet shop, you know, like in the early years. And also, this place hosted the Beatles. The Beatles were there in 1965, following their concert at Comiskey Park.
Yep.
I mean, so, you know, the history alone, but also they have the world's largest sundae. I don't know how you pronounce it. But anyway, it's fabulous ice cream, fabulous ambiance, and a great history. So I absolutely love it for all those reasons.
How often do you go there?
Not often enough.
Okay.
if it were up to Chuck, he'd be there probably every other evening.
Chuck is the, you write about Chuck in almost everything, in everything you do. You also talk about, and I think a great thing that most people, big city dwellers that we are, tend to ignore, the county fairs. You love county fairs.
I love county fairs. You know, we went to the Illinois State Fair, which is on, by the way, through August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there like a couple years ago. I was so excited. The only problem is we could not find any decent place to stay. And we even stayed right across from the Capitol in this horrible hotel. And, you know, and then we went to the fair. And, you know, it was a little lackluster, quite frankly. I mean, it's not like the ones that we have in Southern Illinois. I'll tell you right now, it wasn't as exciting. But the one this year has got Keith Urban and the Jonas Brothers, and first of all, the food is what really drew me. I mean, they have deep-fried Oreos, blooming onions.
And you're trying to tell me, Candace Jordan, that deep-fried Oreos are one of your favorite favorite foods?
Well, all this junk food, which I think is just fascinating. I mean, they have hamburger on donuts. I mean, how are you going to find food like that?
Well, yeah, thank God you can't find it many places. We got to take a little break, but I will be back with Candace. We're also going to talk about, mention a few other of these fascinating, wonderful lists about pop-up stores and all this stuff. But we're also going to talk about Playboy magazine, in which she was once a huge unclothed star. So we'll be back. I'm on the phone with the star of After Hours, usually every couple of weeks. Candace Jordan has done a wonderful, wonderful sort of guide to 10 things that she loves about Chicago. It can serve as a guide to you. Candace can be found at ChicagoStarMedia.com, at Yeah, what are your other websites, dear?
CandidCandice.com, which was my blog and my website. Also, my Cranes column is cranes.com. You can cover all the nonprofits. I have a podcast, as you just mentioned, with John St. Augustine, and I have a YouTube channel with some clips from all my TV appearances.
You sure? Don't you have a movie opening soon at theater somewhere? Don't you? Aren't you? Yeah, aren't you?
Well,
in,
you never know. I'll
aren't you,
know
you in the new Saturday Night Live film that's coming up? You are, and she also is the hardest working person, male or female, on the event beat, because we don't, you know, nobody covers events anymore, any longer. Why? I don't know. And many of the things that Candace highlights are things that do not have their own, you know, huge publicity fund, which they can spread the word. Candace does a wonderful job of spreading the word about great events in this city. You're a big fan. You are a big fan of Printers Row Lit Fest, which takes place.
I am a big fan. I'm really a big fan. Well, you are too.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there this year?
Oh, yeah. I got to. It's an interesting panel. I'll be with Judy Royko, Mike Royko, on Saturday, I think. Judy Royko, Mike Royko's widow, and the young man Mitchell Bishkop, who is opening in a one-man play about Mike Royko, called Mike Royko, the Toughest Man in Chicago. He's a nice kid. Probably about 40. He doesn't look anything like Mike, but we will see. We will see. It's opening at the Chopin Theater. You will obviously be there to see it and review it. But it's, you know, people have toyed with the idea of doing a one-man show about Mike for a long time. And this guy, this young actor, is finally pulling it off. What is going on, Candace Jordan?
Well, you know, we have to talk about that. That's September 7th and 8th, so people shouldn't miss this, the Printers Row Lit Fest, and it's the 39th annual one. And, you know, it's presented by the Near South Planning Board, and also they'll have the former U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith is going to be there. But listen to this. They've got 70-plus free programs for kids and adults.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, it's like six different stages, indoor and outdoor, and I am a huge fan of it. I mean, I've been very lucky at the Printers Row Lit Fest. You know, Chuck and I, we collect books, and we found some little treasures there.
What did you find?
I found a signed advanced reading copy of A Game of Thrones signed by George R.R. Martin.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, but I certainly loved it and wanted it, so it's now on our bookshelf.
Well, the Tribune used to be very, very, very deeply involved in Printers Row. It used to basically sponsor the entire event, and it doesn't anymore, and it's okay. Oh. It's okay by me, because it was
more money for you.
No, there's no money involved in it for me. It was, you know, when the Tribune did it, there was one weekend where I had just eight events, four on Saturday, four on Sunday, and I was needed a hospital. What's going on
Thank goodness they're not a part of it anymore.
Yeah, I just have that one thing, and I can talk about Royko. I can talk about Royko anytime with my eyes closed. When there's something going on with your former employer, is there not, Playboy?
Oh, great. This is big news. You know, Rick, I was so thrilled when I saw this. I really couldn't believe it. Now, they said that Playboy magazine, they're going to bring back the magazine, the print edition.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's only going to be, at this point, once a year, so I don't know what difference that's going to make. But listen, I'll take it back any way, shape, or form, and I'm glad they're going to have the print thing come back. Mark Healy is the media veteran, so-called, that's heading this up. I don't know. I tried to Google him to see who he was. I have no idea, but he's had senior roles at GQ, Rolling Stone, and Men's Journal, so he seems to be qualified. And it's going to be interesting. And one of the things that I thought was something that's really special is they're going to relaunch. They had a global search. They're going to have a global search for the 2024 and 2025 Playmate of the Year. Well, years and years ago, I participated in one of these Playmate searches.
Sure.
And I am telling you, it was so fabulous. The girls were so gorgeous. And so I did write an article about it, and I gave the girls some tips for the audition. And the number one tip that I would give these girls, now they're all going to be attractive, so that's a moot point.
You would think, yeah.
To bring their personalities, because that's what Playboy looks for, especially girls that can handle themselves in public, that can you know, that like people, obviously. And, you know, that's the number one key. Have a sense of humor, have common sense, obviously, and also just be yourself and have a personality. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen here. I'm really waiting with bated breath.
Why do you think, I have not seen, I've dug deep enough, what exactly is going to be in this print edition? And why are they doing this, do you think, Candace?
Well, that's a very good question, and that I don't have an answer to. But I know that they're going to try to put a lot of the same things in it that Hef had. You know, like Playboy, Ask Questions.
Interview?
And they'll have, you know, obviously the centerfold will be in the magazine, and I think they're going to bring back, you know, short stories that, you know, from new authors, perhaps. I mean, I really, from what I have read, it seems that they're going to try to duplicate it in a pretty good way. I mean, the way he had intentioned it. So I would love to see that. But, you know, I also read that their latest financial report, it says they revealed a significant year-over-year revenue decline of $10.2 million. So, you know, I don't know where the money's coming for this or what makes them think this is a great idea to do and bring back. But listen, I'm all for it. So, you know, I was never a fan of the online thing. But
in a sense, I guess, you know, they're trying to rebrand the whole thing. I mean, you know, there are no, as far as I know, there are no Playboy clubs anywhere in the world, are there?
Not that I know of, no.
Where do you think these Playmates will be coming from?
Well, what they're going to do is for special events. You know, like we used to do promotions all around the country and up in Canada, you know, and that's what the girls will, you know, be doing. I mean, to promote the brand. And I think that's a fabulous idea. I mean, they don't have to have clubs to be able to have a presence. So, I'm just overjoyed. And if they need any advice or, somebody that can give them tips on what they need to do, I'm available.
Well, sure. No, I think they should, you know, I think they should or should have come to you as someone who knew. And you obviously have a great respect for the legacy. Now, I know your Cooper is Hefner's son, right? Cooper, who's
right.
Yeah, and you've talked to him before.
Yep, I have. And I've talked to Marston, too. He did a podcast, which was fascinating. I mean, he doesn't hold any grudges against those weasel girls who did such a dirty job on his dad. But
yeah.
Are they still,
do you know, Candace Jordan, are they still involved in the magazine?
Oh, they're still, you know, banging their drums, trying to get attention. I mean, it's laborious to listen to these girls. And I don't take note of them anymore, but they're still out there. They've got their podcast, ranting and raving against Hefner and the bad things he did to them and quote unquote. So, there's still those kinds of girls out there, but I pay no attention. I just love the fact that, you know, they're going to be doing this, bringing this back, and hopefully none of those girls will have anything to do with it, and they'll know who the bad actors are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can let them know.
Yes, correct. You can. When is this happening? Do you know? I can't remember.
It's February of 2025.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, and they've coincided it. They said the inaugural publication will coincide with a big game weekend and Super Bowl, whatever it is, scheduled for February 9th, 2025, at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. So apparently that's what they're going to coincide the launch with.
Before I let you go, what exactly are you planning for so-called convention coverage? Will you be attending any of these parties?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Rick. You know, I love a good party. And,
yes, I do.
Like I said, the pep rally was good. It was attention-getting, and it really made me very excited about Chicago.
Good.
And there's a lot of stuff coming up. I mean, there's going to have, there's a bunch of business leaders that's going to have a private dinner at Tradita. They're having things at Carnival. Planned Parenthood is having something at Offshore at Navy Pier. I mean, it's just a lot of events. And Common, I told you, is going to be at the Toast to Chicago's Business and Culture at the Adler on August 19th, so that will be exciting. So they're bringing in some big guns here to make increase the excitement, and I think it's going to be great for the city.
And you will be there.
Yeah, I will be there. Well, Chuck just handed me something. This is my editor here.
Chuck just handed you something saying, I'm not going to any convention stuff with you.
And he said, said he had Googled, do any Playboy clubs still exist? And it says other Playboy clubs are already operating in London, the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi, and several places in India. And another is set to open in the spring in Shanghai.
Wow. Thank you, Chuck. That's very interesting to know. It is. It's very interesting to know. You know, the first Playboy club opened right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Right here. Yes, it did.
You know, in a way, that absolutely surprises me that there are still Playboy clubs in the world. I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me because I think that the Playboy logo is one of the most recognized logos in the world, right next to that Apple logo.
No question.
So, you know, if that still exists in that capacity, then of course there's going to be interest in it still. So I mean, I'm all glad about it.
Well,
I still have my costume, and it just only increases in value.
Candace Jordan, you're one in a million. It's a joy.
I adore you, Rick. It's a joy for me to be back.
Our entertainment, nightlife, and society correspondent. You and Chuck have a lovely weekend.
I don't like society. I like social. Social. Society is a little too high-minded.
Why? What do you mean high-minded? I like society.
Society, you know, that's just a denotation.
There's nothing wrong with the phrase.
Expensive handbags.
There's nothing wrong with the word high society. Candace Jordan, I love you. Go kiss your husband.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.